hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Joe Jorgensen. I think there was a UFC fighter named Joe Jorgensen. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's shout out everyone who tuned in live. Vicious Biscuit, OG Mickey Polar Tell, iBook Boy, Don Polaric, DKR, Captain 666, Crazy OG Mickey, and Infamy, Venus Dietrap, Taco Lover, Polar Tell, iBook Boy, Fenris, and Vulgar fucking Tech. I appreciate you guys for being here. Oops, bumped my camera right there. I appreciate you guys so much. Hold on, let's straighten the camera, fucking idiot. Bitch, I appreciate you assholes so much that I'm giving away free Ninja Lifestyle sticker packs all the time here on Ninja Lifestyle. You got to tune in live, though. Stop Crying Poser, twitch.tv/Ninja Lifestyle every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Bitch, would you like to be the proud owners of a new Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack? Oh, yeah, I would love that. I'm going to put it on my laptop, and then I'm going to put it on my skateboard, and then I'm going to put it on my sister's scooter, and then I'm going to put it on my refrigerator, and then my mom's going to go, "You dumb bitch, this is my refrigerator. Quit putting your stupid fucking rollerblading stickers on my goddamn refrigerator, you piece of shit kid. I should have used a condom. Sorry, Mom. Do you want to have the stickers?" Well, then, all you have to do is answer this trivia question correctly. All right, here we go. This is the trivia question. Get ready. It's about welding. It's in no way, like, directed towards one person to unfairly win. Here we go. This type of welding is an arc welding process that uses non-consumable tungsten electrodes to produce the weld. The weld area and electrode is protected from oxidization or other atmospheric contamination by an inert shielding gas, argon or helium, and is a filler metal, is normally used through some welds known as autogenous welds. I don't fucking know. Oh, God damn it. It's TIG welding. Also, I would have accepted GTAW, gas tungsten arc welding, or tungsten inert gas TIG welding. I thought Vicious Biscuit would have got it right, but Keith King, the goddamn OG, got it first. He said TIG welding. Venus Dietrap said spot welding. DKR said TIG. Vicious Biscuit said TIG. This bitch is on the fucking fourth string fucking metal welding fucking team. And when it comes to building, what do they have you do? Just when everyone else calls off, that's when you go in? Oh, he's on a mobile phone. God damn it, whatever. Keith King, you are the winner. You have the option to give this to Vicious Biscuit. You know what? I'll give Vicious Biscuit his own. Anyways, Keith King is the winner. Motherfucker, where else? What other podcast on earth? On earth, motherfucker, can you get Ninja Lifestyle stickers? None. You're fucking welcome. You know how much this fucking costs me every single time I do a podcast? Like a dollar. At least $1. You know how much that is in Australian money? Fuck, I don't know either, but it ain't fucking cheap. And I'm doing it for you, the viewer, the consumer. You guys get to watch this podcast for free, sometimes even laugh. That guy's funny. That's me that did that for free. I did it at a loss. Whatever. Today we're going to talk about dumbass election, my neighbor, Halloween, broke my camera, butt hurt, breaks, Jamie Foy kid. We also have one article that's really fucking stupid. So let's do the dumbass news article first. Switch to the news view real quick. This article is called "Two Arrested in Nevada for Illegal Narcotics, Firearms, and Fraud Lab." The picture has a couple rifles. We got like some M16 right here. We got what? Some fucking 308. We got a little AR pistol. We got two revolvers. Another little revolver. Regular little pistol here. And then we got what appears to be another AR pistol. Maybe some drum mags. Looks like we got some drugs, some cocaine, some methamphetamine, a scale. Looks like a fucking fun-ass Friday. Let's read. Nevada authorities have arrested a man and a woman after discovering illegal firearms, narcotics, and a, quote, fraud lab during a parole visit. So these guys are on parole. They know at any second a cop or whatever, a parole officer could come in and be like, hey, dudes, you guys all good? Also, I know for a lot of people, if you're a felon, you're not supposed to be regularly hanging out with other felons. So these guys are both felons, I found out. Also, if you're a felon, it's this weird rule. I don't know why they fucking came up with this. If you're a felon, you're not supposed to be hanging out with guns, drugs, and fake money. I don't know why they... That's a dumb rule, in my opinion. Let's continue reading. Nevada parole and probation officers conducted a home contact for William Hubbard on November 3rd and observed illegal narcotics in view. No period right here. The officers also discovered a second person on parole, Chelsea Freeman, according to a Friday announcement from the Department of Public Safety. Upon searching, officers found methamphetamine, heroin, prescription pills, and cocaine. Metro Police also produced a search warrant, which led to the discovery of counterfeit U.S. currency and seizure of 10 illegally possessed firearms. They were placed under arrest, transported to the Clark County Detention Center, and booked for violating the terms and conditions of probation. Metro rebooked Hubbard and Freeman on November 4th. Okay, that's what they look like right here. She looks like definitely a lifelong drug addict. This guy looks like Eddie Bravo. In like 10 years. I wanted to say Eddie Bravo on drugs, but Eddie Bravo already looks like he's on drugs. This is just an extra super fucked up methamphetamine-induced Eddie Bravo without. This is him without his daily fucking psilocybin, whatever it is. They fucked up, man. Here's my thing. You gotta be really bold. Here's the thing, man. Anytime I've ever gotten into a little bit of trouble with, like, police or whatever, my next, like, year of my life is spent being a fucking perfect angel. I'm super, like, whoa, dude, I can't get in trouble twice. That'd be fucking terrible. I've always been like that. So it's weird to me, and it trips me out, because I've seen people like this. They'll just be like, yeah, dude, my homie Fatone, he's like, yeah, dude, I just went to jail twice last week for cocaine sales. And I was like, twice? How are you free? He's like, my court date's in, like, fucking half a year. I'm like, holy shit. He's like, yeah, you want to buy some cocaine? I'm like, motherfucker, are you kidding me? You just went to jail two times in 1 week for cocaine, and you're fucking selling cocaine. This was 1 week ago. He's like, fuck it, dude. Actually, he was like, fuck it, dude. My fucking dog needs surgery. Who's going to fucking pay for my dog's surgery? And I'm like, you know what? I guess you're right, man. I'll take some cocaine. For the dog. For the dog, man. Come on. That motherfucker's still in prison, by the way. That story was a long time ago, too. That motherfucker's been in prison for, like, 5 years. Holy shit. Anyways, I'm just saying, it's one of those things where once you know that you're under the microscope, you should fucking chill. Some people don't have that. Some people don't have that, like, that gene. Like, the chill-out gene. Same as, like, DUIs. Fucking Richie's brother had 6 DUIs. He had 5 that counted. So, in Las Vegas, everyone gets one, like, mulligan. You get one DUI here, you're allowed to, like, write it off. Like, they'll turn it into a reckless driving or something. Your second one, you can't get out of most of the time. Your third one, you're starting to get fucked up. Your fourth one, you pay a fuckload of money, and you're not allowed to drive. And sometimes they'll even put, like, a breathalyzer in your car. Your fifth one, you're in prison. Your sixth one, you're back in prison. This motherfucker went to prison. And when he got out of prison, he had to go to, like, a halfway house for alcohol. That's fucking crazy, dude. But it's the same idea. He didn't have that gene. Well, I mean, in that situation, it was alcohol addiction. You know what I mean? And trauma, because he had, like, the worst fucking couple years of his life. But he didn't have that gene that was like, hey, dude, if I go to jail 3 more times, it's going to be really bad. Ah, fuck it. Oh, fuck it. 6 DUI, man. Let's make it a half a dozen. Let's do it like we do donuts. Sir, I'll have 6 donuts. Anyways, DKR says druggies do stupid shit. He wasn't a drug addict. He didn't do drugs really at all. Not that I know of. He just did alcohol and way too much of it and drove all the time. It was probably... Here's my thing. You want to know what the scary part of that is? Like the somewhat scary part? If you're not a trusting person, this motherfucker got caught driving drunk 6 times. So one of two things has happened. Either he's just extremely bad at drunk driving. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people drive drunk fucking 3 days a week and no one ever finds out. Motherfuckers, I used to work with a dude that would show up drunk, drive the work van around and fucking come back and then drive himself home. It was nuts. Here's my thing, though. Either he was the worst drunk driver ever, or this motherfucker was just driving drunk fucking 6 days a week. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, let's be real about this. Once when I was I'm probably 17 or something, I crept through a stop sign and I got caught. You know, that's when you stop, you go to turn right or you go straight and you don't come to a complete stop. You just come down like 1 mile per hour. You look both ways. There's no one anywhere. And then you go. It's called creeping through a stop sign. I got a fucking ticket for it. And in my situation, that was fine because it was whatever. I got that shit fucking. They have shit here called traffic lawyers. They're so good. It's the greatest fucking thing ever. Best part about living in Las Vegas, traffic lawyers. Anyways, I got that shit taken away. It got fucking erased. I had to pay like a little lawyer fee and it was great. I didn't even have to go to court. You don't do anything. All you do is make a phone call. You tell them your case number and they say, okay, solved. I'll turn it into a parking ticket. Give me this much money. Also, we're having a barbecue next week. Come get a free hot dog. And I'm like, fuck it. Okay, back to the story. I got the fucking ticket. I paid whatever it was, $100. And life went on. Here's my thing. I must have crept through 900 million stop signs in my life. Give or take about a billion. I'm actually not sure if I've ever... I don't know if I've ever actually stopped at a stop sign. Because, motherfucker, all you do is go way fucking slow. Especially where I'm at. You don't have to, like... I don't be hanging out. First off, if it's a busy street in Las Vegas, there's a fucking red light. I'm stopping at a red light. If it's a not busy street, it's a stop sign. Here's Adam Carolla once did this joke, and I thought it was really funny because he got a red light ticket for running a red light. He said something along the lines of this. I'm going to butcher the joke, but the meaning behind it still stands. If you broke down the one time I got caught for that and it costed me $100, and then you look at how many times I've done it, about a million... Basically, I'm paying like a fraction of a penny every time I run that stop sign. You know what, motherfucker? I can afford it. I can afford it. But I'll tell you what I can't afford. 6 DUIs and fucking 2 years in prison. That's what I can't afford. So back to this news story, bringing it back around town. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Some people don't have that off switch. And for drug addicts especially, it's for some people it doesn't fucking exist. Especially with Fatone, man. Free Fatone. I think he gets out next year. Anyways, what's happened to me this week? Well, we haven't heard anything about coronavirus, so that's nice. Because for the past goddamn, 80 podcasts, we have some little fucking rant about coronavirus. Not today, bitches. I'm not fucking letting you guys fall for it. Let's talk about something that no one's been talking about lately. The election. Nice one, Steve. Thanks, man. Yeah, I'll be here all day. The election, man. You know where I live at? Beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. I tell you what, though. Las Vegas, filled with traffic. They oftentimes say the national fucking plant of Las Vegas is a traffic cone. The entire goddamn city at all times is under construction. I bet you there's 1 billion fucking cones in Las Vegas right now. A billion. There's, within 1 mile of me, there's probably 50,000 cones. I swear to God, there's fucking cones everywhere. So I'm saying these mail-in ballots, man, they might have just got fucking stuck in traffic somewhere. I don't know. So everybody's waiting on Nevada. Whoever wins Nevada might win the election. Then again, it looks like Pennsylvania just changed. Georgia just changed. At this point, here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of the bickering still. I was hoping that after the election, after the process, everyone would just be like, well, when the winner wins, the loser's going to lose and everyone will shut the fuck up. But no one has shut the fuck up. Everyone is just as angry as always. Everyone's going to say, oh, that fucking Trump supporter, what a fucking idiot. You're just born stupid. And then people go, oh, the Biden fucking sheep. Those idiots, they have to cheat to win, pieces of shit, fucking snowflakes, and you're like, dude, Like, there's nothing we can do anymore. There's no reason to keep this bickering going because everything that you could do is over. I think now, I think it's a matter of, like, competitiveness. Nobody wants to be the loser. Because, let's be real here. A lot of people spent the last 3 months viciously, every single day, multiple times a day, hundreds of times a week, trash-talking whatever president they don't like, right? A lot of people have spent a significant amount of their life in the past 3 months. Like, say, they always say, like, oh, you spend, like, 10 years of your life eating. You spend 2 years of your life at red lights. Some of these people have spent, like, literally, like, 38 hours of their past couple months on Twitter typing, like, shit talk nonstop. So now they can't stop. They can't turn it off. And it's really fucking starting to annoy me, man. At this point, dude, I can't say I ever really cared who won the election. I just, you know what? I just don't want to give up my guns. And at this point, you know what? I lost them. I lost them anyway. They fucking fell into a river. Nothing I can do. Taco Lover says, let's be real here. We all lost with this one. At this point, who cares? You know what? I kind of agree, man. At this point, we've all kind of lost. I've heard it said both ways. If Biden was the best the Democrats could come up with, then that's a bad sign. And I've heard it the other way. If Trump is the best that the Republicans can come up with, then motherfucker, there's no one out there that knows politics and like has like influence or something. Either way, man, I just hope my day-to-day life isn't really, isn't going to be too affected, but I'm sure it won't. And I don't want to talk about it much any more than that. All I want, my request from you guys is take a deep breath. Quit shit talking. Wait 48 hours. We'll have the results. And hopefully the losers will shut up. And the win. Hopefully the winners. Here's my thing about winning. I've told you guys this before. It's a very valuable piece of advice. Whenever you win a video game or a sports game or a game of skate, you're skateboarding with your friends. After you win, here's what I like to do. I say, act like you've been there before. Act like you've won before. Act like it's a normal thing. Just go, you know what, man? I won again. Hell yeah. I deserve that. Rather than going, yeah, bitch, in your face, you fucking idiots. Told you so. Dumbass. You know what that means to me? Winning is new to you. It's like a brand new feeling. Like, whoa, dude, I fucking won. Not even I believed this. Time to really rub it in because this ain't gonna happen for a long time. Motherfucker, you won, dude. Just fucking do your little politics and your policies and, you know, like, get a t-shirt, bro. If Biden wins and you really love Biden, get a fucking Biden t-shirt and a Biden hat and wear that motherfucker proudly when you go to get groceries and shit and just be happy about it. None of this fucking continue of the shit talk, man. It's too much negativity for me, man. Either way, first off, can I... To change the subject, man, you see these fucking Trump people in Nevada praying? I don't know if it's real. It could be like a prank or something. These motherfuckers were praying outside of the election office, praying that more Trump votes would happen. What the fuck is going on, man? Oh, shit. You got this guy Biden's out here sniffing kids. You got these fucking Trump people fucking worshiping the election office. Motherfucker, it's so weird. The world has gone so weird, dude. Oh, man. At least we can sit back and laugh about it, and I hope I'm not offending anyone here. I hope you guys know a lot of this shit is out of comedy, but as far as, like, being negative, man, I'm tired of this fucking negativity. But something positive happened this week. In fact, it's kind of why I had to skate later in the week, because one of these days I woke up really hungover. Let me explain to you guys what happened. This never happens. I got my next-door neighbor. Sometimes I go in the front yard to take out my trash or do some yard work or something. I'll see my neighbor. I'll say what up to him. He's a little bit older than me. He's a black dude. He's from, like, New Orleans. He has a super strong accent. He talks slow. He's all like, what up, Steve-O? What you getting into tonight? And I'm like, man, I'm going to go to the bar in a little bit. We never hang out, man. You want to go to the bar? He's like, man, maybe I'll slide through. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, let's go. So we end up at the bar or whatever. He shows up. We don't really have much to talk about. We talk a little bit about guns. We talk about politics for a minute. Start drinking or whatever. My girlfriend was there. We're hanging out, having a good time. We go to another bar. We start playing pool. He goes, I'm about to whoop your ass at pool. You pretty good? I'm like, I'm pretty good, man. He goes, all right, I got my stick in the car. I'm like, oh, shit. Anybody who's got a fucking pool stick in their car, motherfucker, they came to play. Nah, bitch, I fucked him up with the fucking house stick. Boy, 2 out of 3, bitches. Anyways, it was a good time. In fact, it was so much fun. We're drinking, having fun, or whatever. Just fucking having fun. Me, a text rolled through, said what up. A couple other friends came by. This is like a Monday, too. So this is a very, like, odd time to be drinking. And I said, you know what, man? I got to get up early. I got to go skateboarding tomorrow. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home at, like, 12:30 at night. I said, you know what? I'm going home. He goes, yeah, you're right. Let's go home. I get home. He texts me right when I get home. He goes, man, he's like, me and my chick are arguing. What are you doing? I'm like, fuck it. Come over. This fool comes over. We get back to drinking the beers, man. We're drinking till like 3. I'm showing him all my fucking guns. He's showing me fucking pictures of his guns. In fact, right before the podcast started, he texted me and told me to go in the backyard. He wanted to show me one of his rifles. So now we're fucking homies now. I think it's great, man. I've never had a neighbor that was a friend. I told this fool, man, let's go out drinking tonight, motherfucker. Let's go. Anyways, yeah, we talked about all kind of shit, man. I just woke up shit ass fuck hungover, man. Terribly hungover. Like, okay, I want to... It's kind of like, it doesn't mean anything when I say hungover because I'm hungover all the fucking time. I really need to get that shit under control, man. But whatever. I met a new friend. Got a new friend. Speaking of being out late... Motherfucker, I was out till way, way late on Halloween night. Can you imagine? I was a piece of bacon, dressed up as a piece of bacon. Can you imagine a drunk as fuck piece of bacon? I started throwing up some pink shit at the bar. Imagine a piece of bacon throwing up on Halloween. I never throw up neither. I ate some bad fucking food. I'm just over like, bleh, start sizzling. It was fucked up, man, dude. Halloween was a good old time. Stayed out way too late. So what was Halloween on a Saturday? Woke up, hungover on Sunday. Stayed in on Sunday. Monday comes around. Go drinking with the neighbor. Oh, fuck. Tuesday comes around. Okay, whatever. We go eat to get over this hangover. Fuck it. Hang out with Asian John Wednesday. Okay, whatever happened, I wasn't able to skate until Thursday. And that's when... disaster struck, man. Yesterday was Thursday. I do this podcast on Friday, by the way. Today's Friday. I go out skating, boarding with Tex, man. Having a good old time. Me, Asian John, and Tex, we're just skating along. Do 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 do. Love like skateboarding is good old time. Having a good time. Doing a grind. Doing some tricks, kick flips in the air. I don't care. I don't care. Having a good old time. Oh, man, I'm landing tricks. I do a tornado, come out fakie, boom. Asian John comes, back tail, boom. He does a backsmith, boom. I do a fucking tornado, shove it, tail stall, boom. That's what the fuck I do. And then Tex shows up. Oh, man, it was... And then a fucking dark cloud appeared. The earth shook. I said, oh, this is a bad sign. So let me spoil it for you. Tex breaks my camera because we're on this ledge. It's a ledge where you can go up the ramp, stall on the ledge, and then go back down. Kind of like a quarter pipe, but you got to ollie. So a little kicker ramp, land on the ledge, then jump right back down. You do a stall, you come back down. Easy. I got my camera on top of the ledge with the fisheye on it. Tex decides he wants to go for a kickflip front 50-50 stall. So basically like a front side flip into a 50-50. Let me explain to you guys, Tex ain't done a fucking frontside flip since 2014, okay? God damn it, I don't know what the fuck possessed this guy to think he was gonna frontside flip grind. This shit ain't never gonna happen. So, I watch him try it a couple times. The skateboard comes dangerously close to my camera because it's on his front side. It's on his front side. So, the skateboard almost hits the camera, and then the skateboard almost hits the camera. And then, inevitably, the skateboard hits the camera. Now, there's two lines of thinking here, and I'm struggling with both. Number one, cameras break. It happens to everyone in skateboarding. There's no reason to be mad, no reason to be upset. I told one of my non-skateboarding friends, they were like, well, is Tex going to pay for it? And I was like, Tex doesn't have to pay for it. Because if you're skateboarding around a camera, it's going to break. I assume that responsibility when I skateboard near my camera. I'm not worried about the money. What I'm worried about is the principle of, I almost hit this camera twice, doing a trick that I'm not really ready for. Why would I continue trying that trick when it's someone else's camera there? I have this weird, this may not be true, I have this weird, notion. Tex has a camera. He has a T3i. It's very similar to mine. He has a camera. I feel like if he would have placed his camera in that spot, he would never try frontside flip 50-50. Because he would say to himself, you know what? Frontside flip is very likely to make the skateboard fly frontside. It's going to fly directly at the camera and then break my camera. I think I won't do that to my camera. So I'm looking at the situation right now. I'm like, well, but you will do it for my camera. And if you... I'm going to make a whole video about this next week. If you look at the angle, because that clip is in today's video. If you watch the angle of what was happening, it almost looks like there was nothing else that could have possibly happened. It almost looks like you tried to kickflip into my camera. It almost looks like there's nothing else that was even likely to happen. Let's say he did have good frontside flips. Let's say that he did, you know, a couple of frontside flip grinds in his life. Let's say that he was able to, like, kickflip front 50-50. Let's just pretend. Let's say that there's a 40% chance you're going to land this kickflip 50-50. 60% chance you're going to slam into my camera. Oh, fuck it. Let's go for it. 40% chance? Hell yeah. Motherfucker, that's what I feel like. Oh, it's frustrating to me, man. But part of that is also just me being sad about my camera being gone. That's also part of it, dude. And, man, the fucking hits, they just keep on fucking coming, dude. Because that was yesterday. I'm debating today. I'm like, should I spend $250 and get a new camera lens? I don't know. I mean, I got the money, sure. I go in to get my brakes changed. I get fucking ripped off. Last minute, they fucking changed my price to $388. They tried to hit me for $1,000. I was like, whoa! Whoa, whoa, whoa. They were going to replace all this bullshit. I was like, hang on a second, man. I came here for brakes. I'm not trying to leave here completely broke and homeless. So they changed it. They only did the brakes. Then, at the last second, they threw in this random 2-year warranty, extra $80. My shit could have been $310. I didn't even agree to this or see it. Like, they didn't show me a receipt or a paperwork or anything. Fuck, I got an email that explained what it was. Oh my god, man. And all the while, I'm on Discord today. Thank you to everybody in Discord and Twitter today, because all I had was all day to sit in this fucking chair for 3 goddamn fucking hours. Here's the moral. Never fuck with Pep Boys. Ever. Don't ever, ever go to Pep Boys. Ever. Complete bullshit. Here's the thing, though. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Discord. Everyone's basically just saying, hey, you could just do your own breaks. It's not that hard. Not that hard. Cool. So, you're telling me that I sat there and fucking waited for 3 hours for these fools to do my breaks. Then they overcharged me. And I could have YouTubed this and learned how to do it within maybe an hour or maybe an hour and a half if it's my first time. 458 in the chat says it's a 20-minute job. I only needed 2 breaks. Like, only my front brakes were fucked up. So, you know, since it being my first time, let's go ahead and add some time. You know, the little learner's curve right there. I could have done this in an hour and a half for fucking a third of the price. Oh, man, dude. I'm too old to be learning dumbass life lessons like this, man. I feel like that sometimes. I'm too old to be learning dumb shit like this. It's disappointing. I'm disappointed in myself. I can do shit, man. I'm able. Like, I'm not shitty with my hands. I could build. I could fucking skate. I could read how to follow instructions. Wow, my God, man. What? Like, I don't know why. Like, in my mind, I was taking the easy way out. You know what? Here's me. Here's cocky-ass Steve. Cocky-ass ninja lifestyle. Waking up in the morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Man, I guess I could learn how to change my brakes today. Nah, fuck it, man. I think I'm just going to go to that place. They'll probably do it in, like, 45 minutes. It'll probably only cost, like, 100 and fucking $190. Fuck it. Let's go, dude. My time is money. I don't got time to be learning new shit. Fuck it. I'll go over there. Fuck it. I'll even grab some food on the way. Hell yeah, dude. Let's go. And then fucking 3 hours later, I'm like, dude, I fucking hate my goddamn self. I just lost $250 on these What is Siri, hold on. How much is 250 plus 388? You fuck.
It's $638.
$638? Holy shit, mate. I can't fucking afford that. God damn it, dude. Just a fucking idiot, man. I don't know how. Oh, man. I don't know how I make these dumbass mistakes still. But you know what? You live and you learn, and hopefully I'll end up learning something from this. Speaking of learning from experience. You know what? The funniest shit ever. First off, my homie Rye Dog, he's such a goofball. He had this fucking poster on his door when he was a kid, and at the end of it, it said life. L-I-F-E. Learn it from experience. And it was in like rainbow colors. I can only imagine a fucking like 17, 18 year old kid, not fuck it, 23 year old adult looking at his door on the way out. Life. Learn it from experience. Hell yeah, man. Let's start the day. Anyways, man, I learned what the new definition of butthurt means. Let me explain this situation that happens to me all the time when dealing with stupid people on the internet. Now, I have this series on YouTube. It comes out every single week. It's called Ninja Review. You submit a video of you skateboarding, and I critique it as well as I make jokes. I make some jokes, I give you a critique, and everything's fine, and we all laugh, you get a little bit better. This kid writes to me, here's my footage. It's for Ninja Review. I know I'm not great yet. I'm open for any criticism, and I won't get butthurt like other people. LOL. I tell him his video sucks. I tell him it's not good enough. Hit me up in a couple months when you get your skills up, and we'll try this again. The response. That's crazy. I bet I'm 1,000 times better than you were after skating for a year. You're like 40 and you still suck ass. LMAO, take your own advice and try to learn something after skating for years and years. Now let's go back to what he said. I won't get butthurt like other people. LOL. Here's my thing. I just discovered something. Butthurt means something different in 2020. Butthurt doesn't mean the same as it used to. Butthurt to me used to mean like getting your feelings hurt. Now I think maybe he means like his actual asshole won't physically feel pain. Because what he did matched to a T my definition of butthurt. He was immediately butthurt about my statement. He said, I'll never get butthurt. He was immediately butthurt, but he didn't understand. Like, his version of butthurt, I think, meant, like, actually being raped. Like, hey, I won't let you physically rape me, but please be nice. Like, what the fuck? How can you tell me that you won't be butthurt, and then in the very next sentence, cry and complain about how I was too mean to you? I don't get it, man. The next generation is really, like, tripping me out on a daily basis. And I get it, man. I get it. Like, the generation before me was like, oh, you fucking kids, a bunch of lazy internet kids. And I go, yeah, whatever, old man, fuck you. And then here I am, don't know how to change my own fucking brakes. Imagine if it could get worse. It did, bitch. It did get worse. All you have to do is go to the next generation. And these motherfuckers, you can't even tell them you're not that good at skating without them going, well, I'm 1,000 times better than you, man. LMAO, LMAO, I'm not fucking mad. LMAO, I'm laughing. I'm not mad, though. I'm not butt hurt. My butt doesn't hurt. Old man, my ass doesn't hurt. How do you like that? It feels fine. My ass is fine. It's good. I have a good butt. My mommy told me it's a good booty. Leave me alone, LMAO, LMAO. That's what I feel like's happening. I don't fucking get it, dude. Oh, man. Like, it just baffles me, dude. What's going to be after them? What are their kids going to be like? Oh my god, dude. I'm afraid for the future. How did this happen like this, man? Oh man, and speaking of that, dude, it even got worse. So that situation, that dialogue happened a couple days ago. Now, I told you guys I spent all day today. I spent all day today just sitting at Pep Boys, by the way, worst place on earth, waiting for my brakes to get changed because I'm a fucking wimpy piece of shit. And I go and I read my comments. Here's what I did. Let me explain this from the beginning. I uploaded a video. Hold on. Keith King says, this is what happens when you give kids trophies for just showing up. Exactly. Exactly. Anyways, today on Instagram, I upload a video of me doing a nose stall to tail stall to 180. A couple of stalls. Okay? Nothing related to a 50-50 and nothing related to Jamie Foy. Spoiler alert. The very first comment. The first comment from a guy that follows me. So, like, he follows me and he was the first one to comment. Is this the dude that called out Foy for being on Hall of Meat? Laughing face. And he's doing this? No wonder you're... no wonder you ain't ever on it. So I called out Jamie Foy for being part of a series about falling. Everyone on Hall of Meat, it's videos of skateboarders falling. So usually you don't call somebody out on that. You kind of just laugh at their pain and go on with your life. You can't call, it'd be like saying, that guy didn't fall hard enough. What a wimp. You can't really call someone out. So that's, I'm already sort of like gauging where this kid is on like the autism spectrum. I'm already trying to figure it out. So then I write, my first response is like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I say, are you talking to me or about me? Because I don't recall this Jamie Foy thing. How do you call someone out on a falling series? Then the kid goes, that reply, I know it was you. I don't understand. What? Hold on. You just went from a 7 to a 6 on the autism scale. Don't be going no less because you're going to have to go to a special classroom, you fuck. Okay. I just said, I don't know what you're talking about. I have 2,500 videos. And I said, don't get scared. I just want you to explain what you said. He said, go watch all your videos then. And tell me how I'm scared when we're talking over Instagram. I can't take you serious. So now we're at a 5.5 on the spectrum. I respond, I asked you to explain your comment. And now you get all shy. This happens all the time. This happens all the time. I respond to comments and then people are like, oh shit, he responded. Oh, what do I do now? And then he goes, you're acting like just cause I ain't tell you, it didn't happen. Go rewatch your own vids. Now we're at a 5. We're at a solid 5. Back of the bus, dude. You're back of the bus and here's a helmet. The sticker goes in the back. Holy shit. So he goes on, we go on to explain, I go on to respond to these, because first off, motherfucker, I'm not too cool, I'm not too famous to respond to an Instagram thing, I'm not too fucking, like, I'm not the most mature guy, I'm not, excuse me, I am too cool to respond to this, I am above all this, I am above this, this monotony, hell no, motherfucker, I'm a human, so I'll get into this dumbass argument, I don't care if you're an autistic teenager. So anyways, we eventually figured it out. He was finally able to put a sentence together. He said, you don't get what I mean. He was telling dudes how to 50-50 and saying that ain't the right way. And about Jamie fucking Foy, this guy does not compare. He also said, if he's so good, why is he always on Hall of Meat? That's his logic. Then it dawned on me. that was a joke I made years ago. A hilarious joke, by the way. Here's the joke. Tell me if you guys can follow. So Jamie Foy, when he does 50-50s, he puts his trucks mismatched. Like, they're not interlocked. So one front truck is on the left side, back truck's on the right side. And I always say that's the wrong way because it's just a common joke in skateboarding. Fucking Skate Crunch Mag makes it. The Barracks has made it. All these meme pages make it. I'm sure Wrecking Ball talks jokes about these fucking crooked 50-50s. We've all done it. It matches like the dress code skaters and the New York skaters all do it. Everyone talks about it. The OG big handrail skaters, the Leo Romeros and the David Gravettes, they do not do that. So here's the joke, man. If he locks in so crooked, that must mean he sucks. That's why he's always falling and he's always on Hall of Meat. But it's a very, like, a very clear joke. If you 50-50 wrong, you fall more often. This motherfucker's been on Hall of Meat, like, fucking 15 times. That's the joke! It's fucking genius! It's like a genius skateboarder joke. But you have to do the math, and then I realized that this fucking kid just went from a 5 to a 4 in fucking, in one more second. He didn't understand it was a joke, and he held on to this. He held on to this rage for multiple years. Multiple years he held on to this rage, waiting for me to post a nose stall to tail stall to tell me that he didn't appreciate what I said about Jamie Foy. Dude, this is the new generation, man. No wonder scooters are fucking multiplying. Nobody wants to be a skater. They look fucking stupid every chance they get. Also, he said, this guy doesn't compare to Jamie Foy. Fucking newsflash! Newsflash! Fucking skateboarder, YouTube skateboarder, 10 years out of his prime, is not as good as skater of the year. Newsflash! Whoa! What a brilliant deduction! Are you kidding me? You're telling me that the fucking almost obese retired skateboarder who was never pro ever, who only makes money making fun of scooters on YouTube, is not as good as the pro skater who was voted skater of the year and did like the gnarliest tricks down El Toro? You're telling me that there's a skill gap there? Dude, this is why sarcasm has died. Sarcasm has died, man. It's the same way with the scooter kids. When I say, you scooter kids can't tail whip or 360. And everyone goes, yes, I fucking can. Yes, I can. If I ever see you, I'm going to fight you. I go, whoa, dude. Like, you really don't understand what's happening. Like there's some situational awareness right now that you completely missed out on. So whenever a joke happens, you immediately curl up and get defensive. It's a fucking hilarious joke. I made a really funny joke about skateboarding. And these kids held onto it for years. Scooter riders are still piling in my DMs by the thousand. So I can't say it's a scooter thing anymore. I think it's something in the water, or they're not eating enough vegetables. Probably it's something to do with the Travis Scott meal. Something is making these kids, like, late onset autistic, and I don't fucking understand what it is. It may have something to do with the trophies, but something's not adding up. And somebody tag Alex Jones, because the frogs are gay and I fucking don't understand what's going on here. It's okay, we make all these jokes about it, but can we be serious for a minute, for one second? It is concerning. It's concerning that these kids lack that bone. The backbone. They also lack that bone where you can riff. Right? Remember the times where you could show up to your friend's house and be like, hey, what up, you fat bitch? Oh, shut up, you fucking loser. And then you guys high five and then you play fucking Mario or something, or Mario Kart, Smash Bros or something. Remember those days? You do that shit now, hey, what up, you fat bitch? Get out of my house! My video games, not yours! And I'm not fat! And I'm not a bitch! I'm not a fat bitch! I fucking hate you! I hate you! I hate him! I hate him! I'm gonna tweet about this. I hate him. Ooh, he reminds me of Ninja Lifestyle. You can't do that shit no more, man. What happened to that? I'm not saying that was like the best time or whatever. Sure, people can be nice to each other. But it just seems so strange. It's so strange to like live in this time. I feel like I went into like a time capsule and just came out of some weird Rick and Morty world where everyone's feelings are hurt and sarcasm is like scary. Oh man, this kid held onto that shit for fucking multiple years. Multiple years later, brought that shit up. You said something about Jamie Foy several years ago. What did I say? You look it up. Nah, what did I say? LMAO, 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 you look it up, I'm not telling you. No, listen, man, what did I say about Jamie Foy? I don't understand, like, your comment. What, you, man, you're not as good as him. I know I'm not as good as him. What did I say about Jamie Foy, man? Relax. What did I say? You said his trucks were sideways, and he's on haul of meat too much. Yeah, I said that. It's a silly joke. It's not funny. It's not funny to me. His trucks are not crooked. I'm just big boned. Oh my God, man. This is what it's become. Holy shit, man. What a great joke to leave. What a great joke to leave the podcast on, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope I didn't offend anyone with my comedy. Oh God, that sounds fucking scary, right? Triggered. Fucking triggered, man. Can everybody give me a hell yeah so I can shout out everyone who tuned in for this? Man, if there's ever like a skating comedy show for like, let's say they do like a skating award show, y'all need to nominate me because I'll be in there doing that same bit over and over again. Jamie Foy isn't fat. He's buff. He's buff. Oh shit, man. That motherfucker, you ever had those little, remember when you was a kid and you put a quarter in the machine and you get a bouncy ball out of it? That's Jamie Foy. That motherfucker will fall and bounce twice as high as he fell. Okay, enough. I want to shout out everyone who tuned in. Keith King, DKR, OG Mickey, Keith Plays, DKR, Grease Monk, Vicious Big Skit, Taco Lover, Captain Six Crazy, iBook Boy, Fenris, Polar Tell, Infamy, Venus Die Trap. Extra big shout out to Vicious Biscuit. He donated a big old dick donation. Polar Tell, also very similar size cock, dude. Big, massive, also very big, big, giant old dick donation. I appreciate everyone who supports the channel. Captain Canuck also gifted a subscribe to Polar Tell. I appreciate all you guys for your generosity during the podcast. If you missed the podcast, oh, don't worry. The second half was much funnier than the first. You guys can always catch a replay of the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, and Podbean. Those come out on Sunday. If you can't support the podcast with money, here's what you can do. You can tell a friend. Tell a friend about the podcast. Now you can tell your skater friends because finally we did half the podcast about skateboarding, which is rare. Usually we do it about how boring my life is and shitty my life is. Have I ever done a podcast without like some dumbass drunk story? Oh, man. Anyways, guys, try to go out there. Try not to be butthurt. Try to be... Here's a request, okay? Call it a life hack if it makes you feel better. Be sarcastic one time today. Today or tomorrow. Maybe once a day. Do something sarcastic. And let's hope that your response is also sarcasm. So we can at least get one little moment of just, not a full-fledged laugh, but a, just a little giggle, okay? Because that's how we're going to make the world better, one little giggle at a time. We can't all die laughing, just run out of air laughing. No, a little bit of sarcasm here and there, a couple of jokes here and there. It's going to improve our day, it's going to improve our life, and, hopefully it improves the quality of my direct messages. Anyways, that's all I got for you guys. I hope you all have a great weekend. Don't drink too much. Don't drink too little. Be safe out there. Subscribe to my YouTube and send me money if you got money. If anybody out there wins like $1 million or has like hundreds of millions of dollars, send me $1 million. Is that so much to ask? I don't fucking know. Anyways, you guys have a great night. I'll probably be streaming later tonight, some gambling stream. Also, if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere because we will start the post show momentarily. I'll see you guys next time. Kuna Matata. Bitches, let's play that motherfucking outro. God damn it. What?
Jamie fucking Foy is better than you, and his trucks are not crooked! Damn it! LMAO.